Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to This Day in History class, where history waits for no one. Today is May 1st, 2019. The day was May 1st, 1820. Radical activist Arthur Thistlewood and four other men were executed in London for high treason after plotting to assassinate the Prime Minister's entire cabinet. In the beginning of the 19th century, most of Britain was still dealing in agriculture, but urbanization and industrialization were taking over in some areas. The conclusion of the Napoleonic Wars and the War of 1812 had brought in a bunch of returning soldiers and sailors looking for work. Inflation, food shortages, and poor working conditions were rampant. Cities were becoming overcrowded, and poverty, crime, and disease were quickly becoming more of a problem. Workers had low pay, and they often faced harsh punishments for their mistakes. The Combination Acts of 1799 forbade working men from collective bargaining and forming trade unions. This caused a lot of unrest. By 1820, people had already been protesting mechanization and calling for reform. Arthur Thistlewood was one of these people. Fueled by his drive to overthrow the government and his own financial woes, Thistlewood became involved in radical groups. He became associated with Thomas Spence, a revolutionary who advocated for the common ownership of land. The government did not perceive Thistlewood as a threat at first, but after Thistlewood took part in a failed plan to invite Napoleon to invade Britain, the government took notice. Thomas Spence died in 1814, but his followers, the Spenceans, remained, and Thistlewood became one of their organizers. In December 1816, he helped plan a riot at Spa Fields with the aims of seizing the Bank of England and the Tower of London. Thistlewood was later arrested, but he got off through either an acquittal or withdrawn charges. By 1818, Spenceans were tired of failed plots, but Thistlewood was still stirring the pot. He challenged Home Secretary Henry Addington, 1st Viscount Sidmouth, a former prime minister, to a duel. This earned Thistlewood a year in prison for threatening a breach of peace, a sentence that began in May 1818. But Thistlewood's rebellion did not end there. Parliament passed the Six Acts of 1819, which were created to suppress radical movements and restricted people's rights to hold public meetings and distribute political literature. Once Thistlewood was released from prison, he began plotting to kill all of the Prime Minister's cabinet. He and a group of co-conspirators rented rooms on Cato Street in London to get ready for the mass assassination. Thistlewood found out, possibly through a man named George Edwards, that the cabinet ministers were planning on having one of their regular dinners at the Earl of Harrowby's home in Grosvenor Square on February 23, 1820. He decided that this would be the perfect time to assassinate the cabinet so he could install a provisional government that worked in the interest of the people. The conspirators' plan was to rush in the Earl's home, subdue the servants, murder all the cabinet ministers in the dining room, then set up the provisional government in the Lord Mayor's home. But Thomas Hayden, whom Thistlewood had tried to get to join the plot, told Lord Castlereagh of the conspiracy. Once Lord Harrowby found out, he canceled the dinner. George Edwards was also a government spy, and he'd been passing along information about Thistlewood. The Bow Street Runners, a police force, raided the conspirators' hideout on Cato Street on the evening of the 23rd as they were preparing to leave. In the scuffle, Thistlewood ended up killing an officer and escaping, but he was caught the next morning. The trials for the conspirators began on April 17, 1820. In the end, all the men on trial were found guilty of high treason. Five of the men's sentences were commuted to transportation at New South Wales. About 2 weeks later, on May 1st, Thistlewood, James Ings, James Brunt, William Davidson, and Richard Tidd were hanged and posthumously beheaded at Newgate Prison. Around 100,000 people gathered to watch the execution. So many people tried to climb a railing at St. Sepulchre's Church that it fell under the stress of the load of people. Thistlewood said in his last speech, "Albion is still in chains of slavery. I quit it without regret. I shall be consigned to the grave, and my body will be immured beneath the soil whereon I first drew breath. My only sorrow is that that soil should be a theater for slaves, for cowards, and for despots. My motives, I doubt not, will hereafter be justly appreciated." Albion just means Britain. Because government officials did not want the execution to incite a riot, they deployed soldiers around the prison and had the conspirators' bodies interred in the jail the same day. After the failure of the Cato Street conspiracy, much of the radical activity around labor reform ended. The Spencean philanthropists disbanded. The government pointed to the conspiracy as proof that the Six Acts were necessary to maintain order. I'm Eve Shefcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, you can listen to the episode of Stuff You Missed in History Class called The Cato Street Conspiracy. If you haven't gotten your fill of history after listening to today's episode, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. Come back tomorrow for another tidbit from history.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.